This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Bloomington Parks Rec and Cultural Arts Department is teaming up with Dust to Glory Fitness to present the first ever Hill of a Race. This obstacle run is Saturday, October 7th, beginning at Ewing Park 2. Certified Spartan SGX coach Dustin Webb says the Hill of a Race is open to everyone, ages 7 and up, from the competitive obstacle runner to the recreational enthusiast. Denise Balagna, the athletics program manager for Bloomington Parks and Rec, says the participants will go in timed waves.
The first wave starts at 2 o'clock, and that is our competitive wave. The following waves will begin in 15-minute increments with the recreational waves starting at 2:15.
So competitive will be something Dustin could do, and recreational will be something I could perhaps do.
Anyone could absolutely, do. Yes.
So let's talk about an obstacle run. What is that, Dustin?
It's not your typical 5K where you would run on a road or even a trail run. You might run through the woods, but you combine the two and you have various obstacles in your way. So you would be running along and maybe have a 4, 5, or 6 foot wall to overcome.
So you are the one who's designing these obstacles, right? Tell me about them.
The obstacles that I have encountered over many, many races that I have run in the past, not copying them, but trying to modify them to be scaled for the average person.
So I watch a lot of eventing with horses. So they seeing horses doing show jumping and going over a variety of obstacles that include water and rails and things like that. So is that kind of what we're seeing with these?
Yeah, it's very similar. So there's a lot of jumping and climbing and lifting. Maybe you might have to carry a sandbag, but a Papa Bear, Mama Bear, baby sandbag. So don't want to scare the listeners. But or you do get to walk or run through water.
So you're the one who came up with the name Hill of a Race. You're the one who loves the puns, and you've woven the puns into the obstacles?
That's correct. I like to make them fun, and so I like to be able to come up to these obstacles. Just like in life, they're difficult, and we have to have fun with them. So the very first obstacle that people will face are some hay bales, and we call that What the Hay.
Okay.
Dustin has been awesome in helping us to put all the pieces together to come up with a design of obstacles and a route at Ewing Park, and we encompass all of Ewing 1, 2, and 3 for a 3-mile event with 23 obstacles in Ewing Park for this event. So we're very grateful for working with Dustin. He has a lot of expertise in the area, and we're excited about this new event in Bloomington.
What's a good way to get ready for something like this?
Really, anything that gets them outdoors, running on grass, not on pavement. Most people like to go to the treadmill and they're just doing the same thing over and over again. Obstacle course racing is really about getting out outside and in the elements and being uncomfortable. You know, no one grows in their comfort zone. They have to get outside and be stretched a little bit. The best way to say is, in some ways, to train for an obstacle race is to become a kid again and do animal movements and crawl on your hands and knees, crab walk, bear crawl, jumping jacks, use the monkey bars. So things that you may feel inhibited or not, or, you know, to do because you're an adult, get out there and have fun. And that's it. That's inspiring.
So this is something that can challenge you, but it's still a whole lot of fun. It's not something to be intimidated by. It's something to try that's new. And when you're done with it, when you get through with the course, you can really feel like you've accomplished something you've never thought you could do before.
Absolutely. I coach race ready, life ready. And so when you prepare for life, you don't know what obstacles you're going to face. Being able to finish this race, you're going to have it's at Jersey Hill. It'll be tough, but nothing in life is easy. And when you're done, you have that satisfaction of doing it, and you'll want to do it again.
We look at this event as an opportunity to face our obstacles and overcome them. And it's okay if you're not first. It's okay if you're not second. It's okay if you're last. But to just attempt and do the best that you can, like you said, when you get done, you're going to feel this sense of satisfaction that you've never felt before. So we're very excited about this. It's a great opportunity not only for adults, but for families as well, to be able to participate together and overcome some obstacles.
That's Denise Balagna and Dustin Webb. Hill of a Race happens on Saturday, October 7th at Ewing Park 2. I'm Laura Kennedy.